Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
So, Jess.
So, Brian.
You're sporting a new haircut.
Sporting a new cut.
Did you pay a lot of money for that haircut?
I paid probably over $100,000.
Yes.
I didn't pay that, though. No. Brian, do you notice anything different at our table today?
We have flowers.
And we have two wonderful people joining us today. Welcome to The Secret Life of Parkinson's, a podcast created by people living with Parkinson's to help break the stigma of a disease no one likes to talk about. Now here are your hosts, Jessica Krauser and Brian Baker.
I'm always here.
Oh, I know. Wonderfulness. So
yeah, me and Brian.
So back joining us,
me and Brian,
are my twins together this time. Ben came on 3 years ago when you were 12. Episode number 25, and Kate, you actually did two. You were on episode 111 and 113.
I've done two just because I'm better.
Anyways, so you were on when you were 12. You were on last year, so you were 14, and you guys are almost, well, you're 15 and a half now, and I'm glad to have you guys back.
Yeah.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thanks, Mom. Stay off the roads. I'm 15 and a half now.
Yeah, they're driving now. So I thought that, well, one, they wanted to be on, first and foremost. But I thought it would be a great opportunity because I did just get done with my first round of DBS, mm-hmm. and you've already been through it. They've now experienced the before and after, at least just the one surgery, so I thought we can chat about that.
All right.
Why are you staring at my head?
I'm looking at your scar. It's so cute. It's a little tiny thing.
I know. I think he did a great job. You see it? And he keeps petting me.
Whoa, not petting.
Well, no, you're like all the time, like, say something. And he grabs me.
Yeah, like Michael Jordan.
Any of your friends asked why your mom's like a cue ball?
Yeah, because well, like
none of them have really seen her yet. I mean, like,
yes, they have.
Well, the ones just the ones that know you, like, yeah. Nick, Alex, Noah, yeah. the big three.
But the thing is, like, do they ask you guys any questions?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I feel like I let them know ahead of time that it was happening. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah. Their families knew it was happening. So they weren't too surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were they shocked when they finally saw me, though?
Well, you just...
I mean, I was kind of shocked.
You can just see it on their faces a little bit.
Yeah, they just walk in the door and they're like... Hi, guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do they, like... Does anybody ask you questions? Does that bother you?
No, not at all. I think some of my friends haven't even noticed that your hair is gone yet.
Really?
I'm going to be honest.
I didn't even notice.
What? Shut up. I don't know. These are boys talking.
Some of them, even the ones like that I have or haven't told, just haven't made a comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you go to like...
That's okay.
They probably feel bad to make comments.
If you go to my next basketball game, though, then I feel like people would make comments or people would, like, mm-hmm. ask about it more because they don't really know us that well compared to...
So here's what I want to know is how did you guys feel before the surgery?
Not happy. Well, happy for you. Very nervous.
I think me and Ben have two very different sides to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really excited. I don't think he was. I was completely fine talking about it. He wasn't, though.
Just don't want to.
Did you guys go to Cleveland for a surgery?
No. He was at camp, And she had something going on. And then I thought too, I'm like, because Derek, it was Derek with me, and my parents came up that one day. And it was just like, especially now that after like he spent the night in the hospital like with me, it's like there's nothing to do.
Derek spent the night in the hospital with you.
Yeah, he stayed in the hospital room.
So much nice to that. I've been like, I'm checking into a hotel.
Well, one of them was already booked. So he didn't pre-book the hotel. So the one was booked up and the other one was like super expensive. So he's like, I'll go on the reclining chair or whatever. And then the next night I actually slept on the reclining chair because the bed was so uncomfortable.
I heard you guys had a nice neighbor.
Neighbor, yeah. That is the weird thing. And I don't know if, I'm sure every hospital is different, but at Cleveland Clinic, at the one we were at, it's there's two patients in the room. You had that too, right?
Yes.
You just didn't remember?
No, I did, because it seemed like
every half hour someone's in your room.
Yeah, they were coming in to do something for that person or for you, so you were waking up like every half
hour. Oh my God, and my room was right next to the helicopter pad and the ambulance.
But they are building the new neuro center there, so maybe the new side will have private rooms.
2027, yeah. I think it's going to be. So I told, I think they're going to have some private rooms, but I also told them you get to update your bed sheets to the comfort linen because I could not move to save my life.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, did they put those compression things on your feet?
No.
They didn't?
No. Why? Did you not walk around?
No, like after surgery, I had like compression boots. Like they put my legs in boots and like to make sure you don't get any blood clots.
I'm in shape, Brian.
Well, so was I at that time. Oof. But
you gonna take that?
I have to. She had surgery. I gotta go. No, they put like these compression.
I know what you're talking about, but no, they didn't do that.
That's the worst part about surgery. Is
really?
I was fine. They're like, no, you have to leave them out. I was fine. I was like, no, I took them off. My legs are sweating so bad.
Yeah. No, I didn't have to do that.
If that was the worst part of surgery, what was the best?
I had the nice little honeymoon stage.
So I think I had the honeymoon phase and I didn't really realize it. Because they did the right side of my brain, which affects my left side, and my left side is not what is my worst. Mm-hmm. So my right side is most affected. So that's happening next week. But so for this first one, I didn't notice as much until the honeymoon stage wore off.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, now I'm back to being dyskinetic and feeling all the things. Yeah.
Are you a little more calm now, Benjamin?
Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Ben? Yeah. Now that I know the first one was good, there's no reason the second one can't be.
And you still like are not interested, which nope, I'm not. Nope. I'm actually not interested in seeing it either. But you don't.
Usually, I like to learn about things. Like if I'm ever scared of something, like I used to be scared of snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Research snakes in like middle school, and I wasn't scared of them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But like with this, it's no. I just don't. I don't want to learn anything about it. Doctors can do their thing.
I'm watching it.
Yeah, so why were you so interested, do you think?
It's because of the show she watches.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. All the time.
I was like, it's not a TV.
Well, no, I don't know why I'm so interested. I don't know. I just want to watch it. Like, really bad.
Yeah, so we did have it videoed.
Yeah, are you doing the next one as well?
They're going to do the next one because that one, again, because it's more my more affected side, there will be more things happening, I guess.
Yeah. Did you hear the white noise?
Yeah, but it's not. It was just the machines in the OR. It's not your head.
No, I think it's in my head.
No, it's not.
Oh yeah, because I can feel them moving whenever they move the ding, the stuff.
I just think it's so interesting how they can take your head and, I mean, make
drill it, into like, it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think that's so interesting.
A cap.
Yeah, you got a little cap over it.
Oh yeah, my two little.
Yeah.
That's that hurt. That still is like.
No, you got a cap over top of where they drilled. That's what the bump is.
No, that's the wire.
This is the wires.
No.
This is the scar. Right,
that's the scar. That's where they put. Yes.
A cap?
Yes, they put a cap in your skull where they drill it out. Obviously, your skull's. You gotta replace it. the piece of bone, so you got a little cap there.
I see. I didn't look at any of this. So they carve out a part of your skull?
Well, they drill in, and then
yeah,
they put a cap.
Yeah, that's how they, uh-huh. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I didn't know that there's a cap.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not wood putty. They got to fill it in with something.
I didn't even think about them filling it in.
Do you think it's that thing when we went to family day for dad's work, and that doctor showed us how to drill into the skull?
Oh.
Was it like that, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, we'll find out. But that's actually one of the other reasons why I wanted to videotape this is because all the videos that you see out there right now are of they're older videos. Like I haven't seen any like new ones, like newer, like some of them are like 15 years old. But in a lot of them too, people are like really bad. And I got a lot of questions. Like, is that one of the things that you guys thought of too? Is like, why am I getting this done so soon? Because that's what my mom said. She's like, I was surprised that you're ready for this. It seems like something to do later on.
Not that you're not ready for it. You just, in my opinion, you didn't necessarily need it.
Mm-hmm. But why?
And that's what a lot of people.
That's a fair thing to say.
Yeah.
But then again, it's hard to say when you're not the one living with the disease, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. her life, her quality of life should be so much better.
Yeah.
The medication should come down significantly, hopefully, if not all together.
Sleeping better.
Sleeping better. The quality of life.
But and that's what I got some comments on that from on the podcast, like from viewers. And they're like, I'm surprised that you're doing it this soon. You don't look like you're that bad or in that much need of it. And it's like, because a lot of my symptoms aren't visible. Like, mm-hmm. You know.
I would want you to do it sooner than later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I would have done it. I did it at, 7 years in.
Mm-hmm.
I would have done it sooner than that if had I
known.
Known. Yeah. Been.
And that's the thing. And like, so when I watch these videos, it's like, and this is what I think they were trying to get me. They're trying to see, like, when I was still in the hospital, they're, like, trying to see, like, my shaking. I'm like, this disease is way more than just tremors.
Yeah.
Not even everybody has tremors. Like, you guys.
I don't have them.
I mean, I had just, like, the whole, like, tension. Like, my whole body would be just, like, stiff. And it's, like, that's what it's going to help take care of. And you can't just see that. It's something that you feel. Yeah. And that's where it's, like, when I see all these videos, they're, like, oh, look at me.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
When I'm like when we do with Steve, like his party trick, like you turn him off and he'll, you know, shake uncontrollably. That's not going to happen with me, and it doesn't happen with you.
No, I felt like so. I recently had mine shut off for a procedure, and it felt like kind of like a raisin,
like shriveled up.
Yeah, I felt like I was like because my dystonia just kicked in, and I just went from being normally
like loose,
looser.
Mm-hmm.
To just being so tight, like it hurt to move almost. And literally, I came out, I was like, Nicole, turn that on.
Mm-hmm.
She turned on within seconds. I could feel the difference.
That's crazy.
I know I don't like want to ask all the like a lot of questions, but like one question I am wondering is like, you got yours 7 years ago, right?
3 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 3 years ago, I'm sorry. And like you just got yours now. And Parkinson's gets worse the older you get.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like it progresses, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But after getting it, does it get worse or does it stay the same while you have it turned on?
I wonder the same thing.
So they can move within the lead that they put in there. They can move the electrodes, so it can touch different parts of your brain at different times. So, like for me, I'm gonna go to the neurologist. I call and I was like, listen, I got drop foot starting. I got some symptoms that are starting to reappear.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go to them. We're gonna readjust the settings
to target the new
to target the symptoms I have now. So they don't. They may not have. They may not turn all of her
electrodes
on. So there may be stuff that they turn on that wouldn't turn on. So yeah, I mean the Parkinson's is going to continue to get worse.
Yeah, that doesn't stop it.
It just kind of masks. I think it's fair. So it kind of masks.
I think that's fair. Like it masks the symptoms at that time. So, like the progression is still going to be what it is, which mine has been very slow. Mm-hmm. I think because when you're younger and you get it, it's a very slow progression versus if you're older. But so I'm still going to progress the same. We're just not going to notice it because hopefully the DBS is going to do its job, similar to how medicine does. So you guys don't always see. Like now I'm taking, you know, I don't even know how many carbidopa levodopa a day I'm taking, but like now if I'm taking 10, you guys don't know that versus if I was only taking 5. Same thing with like the DBS, like it's, if it makes changes,
yeah,
it's just going to cover so that I'm looking as though I'm symptom free as much as possible. If it was called something other than deep brain stimulation, do you think people would think of it differently?
No. Kids no.
Moving a little slow.
No, because you're still getting brain surgery.
I know. But like there's a lot of different surgeries that are that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, they can be pretty invasive, but I feel like if it was called something other than deep brain.
Was there a part of the surgery that hurt more or was harder to get over? Like to recover?
Battery pack, I heard.
Yeah, I mean that's the only thing. Because literally they got to take you, I mean, they put you out, but what they told me is they take basically metal rods and they shove them down your neck into the battery pack.
Great.
Yeah.
No, I know.
You're out. You don't feel it.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing. Because like the surgery like that your mom had, your brain has no nerve endings in it.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes
And now me, it's pretty like, I can't feel anything.
Yeah. So there's no pain. You can be wide awake while they play with these things in your brain.
Yeah.
And there's no pain.
Yeah, the only pain I felt was like the stretching of the skin.
Yeah. I got plenty of that to stretch, so well, I don't feel that pain.
One of the other questions I had is, you said like your next brain surgery, the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Is like the main one or the more affected mm-hmm. area. Why is that? Like, what's the difference?
Because everything started on my right side. That's the hand that would tremor the most. That's where my rigidity started.
You just got the one on your right side.
No, so the right side of your body, your left side of your brain affects the right side of your body and vice versa. Why did you question that though?
Okay, so you're getting two brain surgeries. Brian, did you have two as well?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Was one side like more affected?
My right side is the more affected side. And the thing is, like, they'll be able to adjust the amperage.
The what?
The amperage. Like, a lot of times they're not the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, left side might be 2, my right side might be 2.5. Do you remember when we went in, Jess, and you went in the doctor's
meeting?
Yeah. And we said, oh, here's why you're having trouble speaking, because we're touching this piece of your brain. Let's just change that. They pulled it up on laptop and changed it right there.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
It's a process. So even once she gets it turned on, it's not going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. You got to go through like months of
adjusting
it, yeah. Tweaking it, making this right, making that right. But once they find that sweet spot, you know, no mm-hmm. rigidity, no stiffness, no tremors.
Well, apparently I've been fine.
Well, no, that's not what I meant. I meant you were able to handle it.
Yeah.
Like, and still, like, not live as great of a life, but, like, you were still able to live a good and productive life with it.
Yeah.
And it hopefully just makes it that much easier for her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the goal of the whole operation is
make better quality of life.
For me, it has.
Yeah. Except that eye-watering.
I know.
You're crying.
I know. Tearing up, thinking about your mom having surgery.
Shut up.
I thought it was because he saw my beautiful face.
Uh-huh. So what other questions do you guys have? Anything?
I could be wrong about this, but when I was researching it, when me and Kate had the thing for like health class.
Yeah.
We had to research something that's like in the family. It like Parkinson's stops the firing of neurons in the brain, right? Like that's... the thing it does?
Sure. All I know is that Parkinson's kills, like, the dopamine dies off, and the dopamine is what helps.
So, yeah, so, I mean, my understanding is your mom and I are just losing dopamine at a higher, faster rate. Like, so as you get older,
everybody loses every
day
dopamine.
Every day you lose a little bit of dopamine as you get older. So ultimately, if everybody lives long enough, everybody would get Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. And usually, what is it, 85% of our...
80-85% is gone.
By the time you start to notice the symptoms with Parkinson's, you've lost like 80-85% of your dopamine.
Okay.
Now, usually somebody... The average age for the normal person to get it is like 72, I think, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So we're just overachievers.
Yeah.
I mean, we just want to get there quicker than...
We just want to get there quicker. So dopamine, you're right, though. It's a neurotransmitter, which is a chemical messenger that plays a crucial role in the brain. So low levels of dopamine is what can lead to Parkinson's. Okay, so do you guys have any insight or any advice to give to people whose parents have Parkinson's that are your age or anything before they do DBS or anything like that?
Tell your friends about it so that not everyone's like super surprised. Get it out there. Don't just like...
Hide it.
You know, because then, like, people are going to figure out anyways, and it's not something to be, like that you should want to hide. It's something that you should be proud of, more confident with.
Yeah, I definitely, all of my friends have been there for me, which has been really nice. The only reason I don't like to talk about it that much with my friends is because I don't want them to feel bad for, like, our family.
Yeah.
Because, like, we're fine. The same, yeah. You're just going through something different.
I'm just bald.
She's just bald.
Yeah. I don't want my friends to necessarily... like feel pity, and then like all me and my friends even were like, we'll all get buzz cuts like when you
Were
bald, but like you're like
no
like you don't want
but to I would I always I wasn't on board with it until like spring break, but then I realized that it was probably the best option. But why didn't you want to do it again?
I just wasn't sure. I didn't know if I was like felt ready when I, you know, you learn about all the different things of like what possibly could happen. Yeah. Like, could it affect my speech? Could it affect this? And I wasn't ready for that yet. Well, but then being on spring break when I was really dyskinetic, that annoyed me more than anything.
Well, if you're a kid and your parent has it, I liked that mom told us. And Ben wasn't really loving to talk about it. I was fine with it.
Yeah.
But so like if you're kids don't talk about it to you, it's not a bad thing. They probably just don't like... Ben just didn't like talking about it just because he just didn't want to.
Did you talk but to
now
anybody
he's
about it?
Now he's completely fine with it.
You think?
I mean, I would talk to my friends, but like I just wouldn't want to talk about like... I mean, I would, just not like into details.
Ben didn't even really talk to me about it. So if you tell your kids and they don't talk about it with anyone or don't want to bring it up,
don't...
it's not a
him.
Bad thing. Yeah, don't push, because now he's fine.
Well, I was fine then. I just didn't... Yeah. Not that I didn't care. I didn't want to just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, it's like sometimes, like, there's that saying, like, it's... you're better off when you know less, right? Mm-hmm. Or, like, you're safe if you know less. That's just... I feel better off if I know less.
It's okay.
That's the way I kept telling your mom that. She kept researching this.
I know.
Yeah.
CBS, so I was like, I didn't know any of this stuff. I just went and did it.
Just listen to the doctors.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
I was excited. So, in our last 30 seconds, I'll leave you with this. As you can see, having teenagers and having Parkinson's, they're still teenagers. They're still caring about what they need to do, living their life, which is awesome. It's always a good thing to, though, continue to talk to your kids, let them know what you're going through, keep it to a minimum if you need to, but eventually they figure things out, they learn things, so it's being upfront with them is always really, really good. So with that, I will see you guys next time. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is produced by Melissa Carlson and Steve Brandenburg. To contact us, email info@thesecretlifeofpd.org. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not responsible or liable for any medical advice, diagnosis, course of treatment, or any other information obtained through this podcast. The information provided by The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. You are encouraged to consult a physician for a definitive diagnosis.